But the reward later on is greater than using shortcut systems like quote. Choices, okay. Because they don't know better.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? And also, what I will be suggesting can feel difficult, can actually be actually difficult in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But the reward later on is greater than using shortcut systems like quote. I know somebody's going to be like, no, quote is not shortcut either. Don't take me out of context. No, it's not either. What I'm saying is that in the long run, the grand scheme of things, right? When you go to the court and you call the court on family matters, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're forcing their hands to treat you like animals that couldn't handle each other. Rightfully so. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not saying if nothing works, right? Absolutely, you have to use the systems at your disposal. You have to leverage the court system. You have to. But a lot of people that I notice also take their issues to court have not tried. And that's okay. You know, so when I say they have not tried, I'm being very careful here. It's very easy to take it out of context. It doesn't mean they haven't put in effort or try to talk to the other person. But again, how are you doing that? What skills are involved? Are you just talking? Are you just communicating? You know, the communicating that people say, which is just talking. Hear me, I hear you too. There's no skills involved. There's no skills.
Well, I will tell you one thing, okay? Yeah. For people that are separated on their way to divorce, they're not communicating. There's no way they will be communicating.
Because
there are emotional issues involved. They probably ate each other's guts. They're trying to be cordial for the kids.
Yes.
And they're not trying to, you know, be nice.
And to support that point, they're usually conflicted on what they want. Do you want this marriage or you don't want this marriage?
It's a state of confusion, I have to tell you, because it's not easy. I don't think people get married to be divorced. So it can be a state of confusion for people. And people need to understand that. Like sometimes when people say they want a divorce, it doesn't necessarily mean that they want a divorce. They probably want a break. They probably want to be able to step away and reflect
a
little bit.
Granted, all of that granted.
So it's not an attack on the other person.
You said one thing. You said nobody wants to get into it to be divorced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Granted. You also, what's the last thing you just said right now?
Sometimes they just want to break.
It's also very accurate. You just want to break.
Reflect. Like breathe.
There's a reason why they got there in the first place.
Why?
It's not a crime. Right?
That is my
You just
point.
Don't know what you don't know.
But when people are fighting, it's like a crime. You get?
Right. It's
they fight each other like
their brain is in a place where they think the other person is trying to hurt them.
Yes. Like this person mapped it out. You can't tell me nothing. This person is a narcissist. They plant the shit and they came for me and destroyed my life.
Right, right.
This is how people think.
Right.
And when people can't change that way of
thinking.
Thank
you for not banging the baby thing.
Things can get resolved if you can think differently and say, look, we were once in love. And of course, it's very hard. And that's why I'm saying sometimes, if you have, for example, this woman, assuming she has four kids on a part-time job, and this dude just left his job and said he wants to be barbecuing.
If this woman,
barbecuing.
Are you saying you will go to the courts?
I will try my best because the type of person I am, I don't believe in just running to the court right away. I will try my best.
Right.
But if I have a guy that I know that is just not listening, okay, I have to start thinking of the best interest of my kids. And yes, people will call you all kind of names, but you need to take care of business sometimes. You have to do what's best for your kids, at least financially.
So what's really best for your kids? That's another thing that people say a lot, and you just said it. What's best for your kids is not always the simplest thing to determine.
Right.
Sometimes doing for that spouse is what's best for your kids, but it takes deeper
But that's
thinking.
Not your spouse anymore.
No, no. I said something earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people are in separation, these are people that somebody is still holding on to something.
Right.
Because if $300, $400 if they really need to run. They would have figured that out, paid, and get it divorced. Now, separated, we're about to divorce. That's different from separated, right? Now, it's been 2 years. They've been lingering in separation. So they're holding on to something, right? So I'm not being hopeful for them. I'm just saying they are holding on to something. You understand what I'm saying? So if they are holding on to something, part of the confusion is that, do you want this marriage or you don't want this marriage? Now, it's a different solution altogether if you don't want this marriage, right? If you don't want the marriage, your separation on your way out to divorce, use the court systems and be nice about it. Say, it's just too much work for me. I'd rather use the court system.
Oh, yeah,
how you communicate that is big deal.
They have mediators at the court.
No, no, you know how somebody came and knocked on the door, want to carry the baby and say, you called the court on me? How do you communicate? You still need to learn how to communicate in all of that.
So,
right?
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Psychology is very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that there are some human beings. Oh my God.
That you have to use the police
that you
for.
Have to use okay. enforcement for.
I'm not arguing that.
You mm-hmm. will suffer. The kids will suffer.
This
it
is interesting. This is interesting because for the people who follow the red pill community, it's very interesting for them to see this dynamic. The truth is that women are hypergamous in nature, and if they're in a space where they feel like they don't feel safe, they will protect themselves with everything in their power, mm-hmm. their mouth, the court systems, anything that comes their way. And I'm glad you're showing us that it's not just them, it's across board, it's everywhere, and that's fine.
There
it's
are
the
men
nature.
Taking women to court, no, so I don't even know if we can just focus on women.
And the point here, the point there is not even if one does it other than the other. I think it's generally known that the women go to the court first.
I mean, it's popularly
right?
known, yes.
Right, so, but that's not even the main issue. The main issue here is twofold, right? It's twofold. I want people to understand that going to the court may feel like a shortcut to getting that person corrected, but time and time again, it's been proven that it's not necessarily the way to go. It's the for sure way for you to get what you want in the short term, in the long term, not necessarily. And it's not always what's best for the kids.
Well, I can tell
thing. Sorry, baby, let me say this one thing. Collecting $200 from a guy every month for your kid, it's not always the best thing for the kid.
It might
Do you
not
agree
be
on that?
It's
you don't agree with that?
No.
Let's say it's $200
is not what it takes.
Let's say it's
$200,000. To take care of a kid, by
let's,
the way.
Let's say it's a Dr.
Kids
Dre
are
issue.
Very expensive, especially in
let's
the United
States. Let's say it's a Dr. Dre issue. $300,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting $300,000 from that guy for your son.
Mm-hmm.
Every month.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always what's best for your son in the long run. In the short term. Yes, I can see why that is. That feels like it's a good thing.
But why is it not best for your son?
Because it's just money. Because it's just money. And money is useless by itself. It's a tool.
I understand that. Yes. So are you saying that because the mother is now collecting $300,000 from mm-hmm. like Dr. Dre, for example, he wouldn't have a relationship
with the
son?
That one is an alimony, I think. But I'm just saying, let's say it's child support, right? Let's just pretend that's a child support,
yeah.
right? So if you collect that money, and you collect it and you have your son,
mm-hmm.
that's not always what's best for your child in the long run.
I get that. But yeah. a woman collecting what is, you know, what is her due, what mm-hmm. she's owed, does yeah. not stop the man from having a relationship with
the children. No, it's not about
the
man.
Children.
It's about what
the
I'm saying.
The problem is mm-hmm. that the man gets all butt hot
mm-hmm.
and decide to be vindictive and mm-hmm. say, okay, just keep your child. And then they
well,
don't
that's
show
a,
face.
That's a different topic. You know, I don't address people that are not complaining. In this situation, the man is not complaining. So we don't know the story of the man. All we know is the story of the woman, right?
The woman is owed money. She wants her money for her child.
It's okay.
Her life
so
is
we're talking.
Affected.
So we're talking about it.
What?
Right?
From 85 grand to nothing.
Yeah.
To barbecue money.
Listen, what I'm saying is very, very simple.
Maybe this is the reason why they are where they are. Because mm-hmm. he...